We're holding in the story where we said when the Alter Rebbe was 10 years old, he had a dream relating to his special pirush that he made, which combined the three pirushim of Rashi, Ibn Ezra, and Ramban. And in the dream, he was studying in a small room next to the shul, which is in Lubavitch, when Reb Ruvein Baal Shem was a very famous person at the tzaddik who would like go around secretly. He came in and informed him that he had been summoned to the Beis Din and had to appear at once. And entering the shul, he saw the judges of the Beis Din sitting at a table, and three yidden with long white beards stood further off. Their faces were shining, and the judges were wearing their talesim, and the three yidden were all dressed in white. And the judge in the middle began, "These three Chachamim, Rashi, Ibn Ezra, and the Ramban, have called you to Beis Din, to court. And the reason is that until now, they had the privilege of explaining the Torah to the whole Jewish people. And their complaint is that they're afraid this merit will now be taken away from them, because who would want to study their Purushim when they could just study yours, which combines everything into one?" And in his dream, Shneur Zalman was trembling and he was crying. He was unable to speak. Remember, he's 10 years old. And the three Chachamim then came over, they put their hands on his head and they benched him, saying as follows: "You should have success in your learning and discover many chidushim in Torah." Chidushim means like new things. "You should open new paths in Avodah Hashem, serving Hashem, and hundreds of thousands of Yidden will go in the light of your teaching from generation to generation until the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu." And when he woke up, Shneur Zalman was very disturbed. He didn't know what to do, and he fasted and davened that Hashem should guide him. The next night, he has the same dream. Same thing happened on the third night. And he decided, "Listen, I made a promise in the dream three nights in a row that I'm going to destroy my pirush." So he threw the entire manuscript in a fire and it was completely destroyed. Now, remember we said the Alter Rebbe was sent to Lubavitch to learn under Rabbi Yisachar Doiv, the Mashpia in Lubavitch, the Rav. Now, after they learned together for 2 years, he brought Shneur Zalman, who is now, by this time he was already called the Eloi of Lyazhne. Eloi means a genius. And he brought him to his father, to Reb Baruch, and he said, "Listen, there's nothing I could teach your son that he can't learn on his own." Meaning, he doesn't really need my help to learn. So what he did was, he just said, "I'll just guide him what to learn, but he could do it all on his own." And he gave Shneur Zalman a schedule of what to learn, not only in Nigla and Halacha, but also in Kabbalah, which at that time wasn't such a normal thing for people to learn Kabbalah at such a young age, right? So the Ramak was in Sfas right before the Baal Shem Tov. So when he passed away, the Baal Shem Tov was the next leader of the Mekubalim. So he writes in the Sefer, I just learned it yesterday, that you shouldn't start learning until the age of 20 Kabbalah. But anyways, he told him what to learn, and as he proceeded to learn by himself, this young Shneur Zalman, not even bar mitzvah yet, he starts to write down some of his original ideas and explanations. Some of these writings were found in a local base medrash, and people began passing them around. And even though he was only 11 years old, it wasn't long before the great Talmidei Chachamim of the area started to show him tremendous respect to an 11-year-old kid. Imagine someone a year older than you guys. Everyone in the whole town's giving him respect, in recognition of his extraordinary scholarship, that he knew so much Torah. The Lyazhne community decided to give him the highest honor possible, that although he was not yet bar mitzvah, they made an exception and officially accepted him as an honorary member of the Chevra Kadisha. Now, at the age of 12, Shneur Zalman was already giving shiurim publicly on some of the extremely difficult concepts in the Rambam about Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, very difficult prakim. And all the great Talmidei Chachamim who were there, they were just amazed at how deep his knowledge went. And soon everyone realized how great Shneur Zalman was, that not only did they respect and look for his advice in other matters, but that's what they were doing. Not just in the area of what he lectured in Kiddush HaChodesh, they went to him for anything. Now around this time, the government had issued a decree to expel the Yidden from many cities and told them they're only allowed to do certain types of jobs, which of course left many Yidden penniless and homeless. Now the majority of them, where are they supposed to move to? So they move into the already crowded Jewish communities, and there was just not enough. How many shoemakers could a village have? You have 100 people. How many of them, how many shoemakers could they have already? One. Meanwhile, there's 5 of them because there's just people had nowhere to live. And it was getting worse and worse, the situation. And young Shneur Zalman, he publicized a plan suggesting that instead of Yidden living in all the cities and towns, they should move out of the cities and they should become farmers. And he would stand on a wagon in the middle of the marketplace and he said, if a person doesn't have a talent or an interest in farming, so he should become an innkeeper or become a seller of produce or wood, or he could deal in livestock or run a mill. And even though he was only around 12 years old, people listened to this very wise advice. And some wealthy Yidden, including his own father, who had money, Baruch Hashem, they lent the poor Yidden the money they needed to establish themselves, right? If a guy's going to become a farmer, that costs money. So he helped them out, these rich Yidden. Moving on to the Alter Rebbe's Bar Mitzvah. So by the time he reached Bar Mitzvah, everyone realized what an extraordinary Talmud Chacham he was. And even the people, not just in the town of Liozhna, called him the Ilya of Liozhna. Even all the surrounding towns started calling him the Ilya of Liozhna. And all the greatest Talmidei Chachamim, they all came to Liozhna in the area. They all came to Liozhna for his Bar Mitzvah. And they made sure that they would hear some exceptionally fascinating insights from his father, Reb Baruch, and his uncle, Reb Yosef Yitzchak, the Rosh Yeshiva of Vitebsk, and most importantly, from the Bar Mitzvah boy himself. And of course, no one was disappointed. Now, everyone wanted to spend a lot of time in the presence of Reb Shneur Zalman, we'll now call him Reb, because now he's Bar Mitzvah, and discuss different Torah subjects with him. So Reb Baruch extended the Bar Mitzvah celebration. Usually it's one day. He extended it for a full week. And each day a different topic was chosen. First, some Chachamim presented their insights on the topic, and then the Bar Mitzvah boy was asked to give his own original thoughts on it. And their admiration, they were so impressed by him. It grew to such an extent that they gave him the title of Rav Tano Upolig. So Rav was someone who was like in between the generations of the Tanoim and the Amoroim. His teacher was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, but he's not really mentioned in Mishnayos. He's only mentioned in Gemara. But because he was on such a high level, usually the rule is an Amoira cannot argue with a Tana, because they were much greater. But Rav, says Rav Tana, Rav is considered a Tana, Upalig, and he's allowed to argue on the Tanoim. So they gave that title to the Alter Rebbe, meaning it was a tremendous amount of respect. Now as the time came to leave, they arranged to continue their contact with this young genius through letters, and that they would write him questions, explain this, explain that. Now, after the Bar Mitzvah, Reb Shneur Zalman went to the nearby city of Vitebsk to learn with his uncle, Reb Yosef Yitzchak, that his way of learning was completely different to whatever he experienced before. So just to say right now, Reb Yosef Yitzchak, the uncle of the Alter Rebbe, so the Alter Rebbe's great-grandson, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak of Avruch, the son of the Tzemach Tzedek, was named after this Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak, and the Friedeke Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak, was named after his grandfather, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak of Avruch. So this is where the name comes from. Now, during that time, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak explained in his shiurim many of the Baal Shem Tov's teachings without telling Reb Shneur Zalman or any of the other students where these teachings come from. Who was the one who said these teachings to begin with? And we'll stop over there for today. The